Goes first. Whether it's walking through a door or ordering coffee, if your partner always goes first, be careful. This indicates self-centeredness. Next, watch how they handle stress. If your date goes to pieces when a restaurant loses your dinner reservation, you can bet everything will be a crisis. Also, how do they treat pets? Some experts say that the way your date handles animals predicts how they'll treat children. And finally, pay attention to how your new flame behaves towards service people like waiters and clerks. The level of respect they show these folks is an indication of how they're going to end up treating you once the comfort factor has set in. Think about it. I'm John Tesh with today's Intelligence for Your Life Minute. More details at Tesh.com.
And they figured out the number one cause of divorce, John. Marriage. You can hear much more of John Tesh. In fact, his entire program coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, following the Sweet Lou Turner quality radio effort that is heard at 2 o'clock right here on your radio friend. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. He is Ken Sterling, who hosts the fastest growing sports talk show in Indianapolis on CBS Sports 1430 every weekday from 3 till 6. Please welcome Mr. Kent Sterling to your radio friend. Good morning, Kent.
Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you?
I could not be better.
Now, we have to have full disclosure, beautiful humans. Kent Sterling and Glenn Klein know each other.
Yep.
We work together. All the folks know about the summer camp, Camp Menominee in Eagle River, Kent. And Kent was a counselor at Menominee. What year was that?
1983.
Wow. I didn't even own the camp yet.
It was, you ran it for Al, and you and Dawn did a great job, put together a great group of counselors. And you told me something that I have carried with me in fatherhood and everything that I've done. If I've been a manager, if I've been a dad, and I had to make a decision. You gave us a great piece of advice when you first brought all the counselors together before the kids even showed up. You told us, never tell the kids what the consequence is. Never articulate the consequence. You don't say, hey, if you don't do this, it's going to be X. You just say, don't do that. And, man, that was one of the best pieces of advice I've ever gotten in my life. I've given it a million times, and I've lived by it, and it has done nothing but help me. So thank you in advance for that lesson from 33 years ago.
I must admit, in further full disclosure, I changed my opinion once I started having kids. as our six children will testify for sure. He is Kent Sterling. He is the host of the fastest-growing sports talk show in Indianapolis. He is on CBS Sports 1430 weekdays from 3 to 6. Are you on Eastern time?
Yes.
In Indy? Yeah. So that was a good thing last night because the polls closed early, and I was able to really focus on my Tampa Bay Lightning. I spent 21 years in Tampa before moving back to Wisconsin to do this program. So I'm a huge Lightning fan. And they won.
Well, and I got to tell you the truth. I know absolutely nothing about the Lightning. I know all about the Blackhawks, but the Lightning, since they launched and the Espositos launched them, I have completely lost track of what the Lightning do or how well they've done it.
Well, they have really struggled throughout their history until this guy named Jeff Vinnick bought them about, I don't know, it's got to be about 7 years ago. And Vinnick is like your prototypical perfect sports team owner. He has poured hundreds of millions of dollars into the community and personally refurbished Amalie Arena there on Channelside in Tampa to the point where he's a huge hockey fan. He's the guy that brought in Steve Yzerman, the former Detroit Red Wings great, as Lightning's general manager. He brought in John Cooper, from their minor league system as the head coach. What a sharp, incredible guy John Cooper is. And he literally refurbished, paid for the rehab of Amalie Arena, which hosted the Republican National Convention in 2012. It was done right before that. And here's the type of guy Jeff Vinnick is. He wanted a classic hockey pipe organ in the arena. And so they took out 500 seats. And it's the world's largest pipe organ now, believe it or
not.
Wow. So it cost him money. he's paying somebody to play the organ because he wants that authentic hockey feel like they have at the United States Stadium or the United Center in the old Chicago Stadium. And when they were deciding which seats to put in the arena as they rehabbed the place, he personally went and picked out the seats. And he could have gone with a smaller version of the seat that they ended up, but the bigger seats, which again allowed for less attendance or fannies in the seats, if you will, he picked the bigger chair so that the fans would be even more comfortable. That's Jeff.
Very, very nice. And I've spent some time in Tampa. Big seats, a plus.
Big seats are, that's a very good point, Kat. So we had the primary yesterday in your home state of Indiana.
Yep.
Who'd you vote for?
I got to tell you, I voted for Kasich. And I haven't said that on my radio show because I try to stay completely out of politics. But I'm so tired of the acrimony, and I'm so tired of the people. Anybody who's running seems to be more in attack mode than they are in the mode of actually telling us what they're going to do for this country and how they're going to lead the country. That I think Kasich was more a protest vote than anything else, but he's also the guy that I think among the Republicans would have the best chance to be a decent president.
Well, whether Donald Trump is a decent president or not, he is going to beat Hillary Clinton. And you heard
Ooh.
It. Oh. Yeah. And you may have heard it here first, but I'm telling you, I've talked about it a lot. I am by far no Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton supporter. But, and Kasich probably would beat Hillary too. But all the energy is with Donald Trump. And people, even though they will show up to vote against him on the Democratic side, if Hillary doesn't get indicted, of course, all the energy is on Trump's side, and people do not get energized by voting against something. And Trump has engendered a huge increase in voter turnout. The Democrats have a reduction in the primary vote. The Republicans have a significant increase because of Donald Trump.
It wouldn't surprise me if that happened. Donald Trump doesn't lose very often. To talk about Donald Trump as though he's some kind of a bigoted moron really shows an ignorance about who he is and what he does. I've spent some time with people who know Donald Trump and work at a high level for Donald Trump in the casino business, and they say that Trump, at his core, is a much different guy than the bloviate that we see oftentimes kind of encapsulated in 15-minute sound bites or on the debates, that he's a very, very smart, very, very prudent guy. I think he's just kind of figured out how to make fame work for him, and he's used the garnering of fame as a business strategy in a really, really successful way, and he's known exactly how to do it and what buttons to push and what kind of itches to scratch. You know, where does America itch? He scratches that itch. He's done it in business, and he's doing it in politics.
Well, I would might be convinced to vote for Donald Trump if he would guarantee that every time he would appear in public that Melania would be standing by his side.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
That is a good-looking, beautiful human. He is the beautiful human known as Ken Sterling. He is the host of the fastest-growing sports talk show in Indianapolis on CBS Sports 1430. You can hear him 3 to 6 Eastern time. What are the call letters there?
It's WXNT, but those go back to a time where it was a news talk radio station. You can find it online at CBSSports1430.com.
This radio station, WRJN, has been around since 1926.
Wow.
2 years before Camp Menominee was founded in 1928.
Camp Menominee, of course, with the fencing from the old Comiskey Park.
That's exactly right.
Surrounding when the property. I love that summer. I got to tell you the truth. I don't know that I have ever had a more fun, and I still keep up with a lot of those guys. I heard from Teddy Cohn last night. Michael Karras I hear from all the time. And I've fallen out of touch with a lot of those people. But for anybody thinking, or if anybody is a kid who just doesn't have something to do during the summer, I cannot recommend being a camp counselor enough.
a camper or a camp counselor. Now, I've got to get you to the Menominee Fantasy Camp at some point. It's coming up here.
I'd love to.
It's coming up in June. Teddy's going to be there. Mike Karras is going to be there. Your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host is going to be there with three out of my four sons and my son-in-law. My brother Jimmy, who you may remember, is going to be there. And it is an alumni camp. We started it as a 60th reunion in 1988, and it's been going on for 29 years now. It's unbelievable.
I may do that, and I may do that this year. It would be great to catch up with a whole bunch of those people, and great to get back up there. The only way that I could see my way clear to coming up is if Flex is still open. I don't know if Gene's still running that place and selling 35-cent line of Kugels, but if he's still running that place, I'm in.
Flex Meadow Inn is still there, but it's not Flex Meadow Inn. But Gene Fleck is still around. He lives on the Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, he still lives. He lives on the Wisconsin River, and he became our caretaker, Gene Fleck, for many, many years. For 20 years. He was the Camp Menominee caretaker. Well, he caretakes the afternoon shift on CBS Sports 1430. See what I just did there?
Yeah, you're a very nice segue. You're a professional.
Yes, sir. And I was taken by your article, Kent, on Bobby Knight's endorsement of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it was not a favorable review for the former Indiana Hoosiers basketball coach. Why did you take that position with Bobby Knight?
Well, I was a big fan of Bobby Knight. I went to Indiana University, and I spent 6 years there. And Bob Knight was a huge part of that university and a really big part of the educational process for those who attended Indiana during his tenure. He would speak to the students. He would teach us basketball. He'd try to teach us life lessons. And he was a bigger-than-life guy that really had an impact on the campus at Indiana in a way that very few athletic coaches do. And to see Bob Knight kind of trotted out as a dancing bear by Donald Trump, I've heard rumors about some psychological lapses that have befallen the coach, and to see him go up on stage and tell kind of a long rambling story about a long-haired boy that really had no place being told, and it was just the context was wrong, and he just seemed to be, he never prepared to speak. He'd just walk up to the microphone and he would talk, but when he was at Indiana and for some time after, he was kind of a riveting presence. He was very compelling, and he said interesting stuff. And when he was at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum last week, in fact a week ago today, he just seemed to meander and not have prepared in the same way he used to not prepare, but now he's just not like mentally capable of conveying a thought in the same way. And it was just really sad to me. It was kind of like watching Willie Mays in 1973 play for the Mets and throw the ball underhanded from the outfield to the infield. It was just a guy whose fastball was gone, and you just didn't want to see it, and you felt like Donald Trump was really exploiting his fame and while at the same time tarnishing Bob Knight's brand.
Well, one thing's for sure, it did not have a negative effect in your home state of Indiana. In fact, one could argue that it had a significantly more positive effect than anything negative, and way more positive than Ted Cruz nominating Carly Fiorina as his running mate.
Yeah, and Ted, at the Knightstown gym where Hoosiers was filmed back in 1987, referred to a basketball hoop as a ring.
Yeah, that was good.
And that didn't help either. I mean, people in Indiana were a little bit deeper than just, watching and enjoying basketball. It's what we're known for, and Ted Cruz tried to take advantage of it and tie himself to it. And he did it in the clumsiest way possible and really kind of outed himself as a guy who doesn't know anything about the sport or the state. And Donald Trump, he had an event in South Bend, and Lou Holtz was there. He did events in Northwest Indiana. Gene Cady, the old Purdue coach, was there. So Donald Trump has at least he's got a bunch of old white guys on speed dial that he can write checks to and get to show up and help fill houses here in Indiana. We know that.
Well, he also had an African-American former athlete, Fred the Hammer Williamson, endorse him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Does Gene Cady still have the bad comb over?
No, Gene has let the hair go gray, and he's gotten a haircut, and he is still like the most accessible and friendly guy. And, you know, for as irascible as he looked, as he kind of prowled the sidelines at Purdue for all those years, he is really one of the most genuinely nice people in the history of for our job. I mean, if I hung up now and I called Gene Cady on the phone, he'd pick up and we'd talk for 15 minutes and we'd barely know each other. That's how friendly he is.
Well, he is the accessible and friendly Kent Sterling. He is the host of the fastest-growing sports talk show in Indianapolis on CBS Sports, 1430 from 3 to 6 Eastern Time. And what's your Twitter handle, Kent?
At Kent Sterling. Everything's Kent Sterling, man. I am I'm trying to brand myself like hell. I'm doing everything I can to throw my name out
You've
there.
You've done a great job, and just take some notes from the Donald. He's pretty good at branding.
Good point.
And we will see you on the shores of Sand Lake and Eagle River for Fantasy Camp in about a month.
You know, I'm going to go online. I'm going to find out about that and talk to Michael and see what the deal is. I may see you up there. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I got a spot for you on our Twilight League softball team.
Perfect. I still got the gun. I can still throw people out at third from right.
Thanks a lot, Kent.
Thanks, Glenn.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On this hump day morning, WRJN covers the world at 2 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Special report, Indiana primary results. I'm Evan Haining. Presidential candidate John Kasich says he'll make a statement.